Let's go to Morgantown, West Virginia, east of the Rockies. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great, great. Hey, listen, I believe that I've been visited by an angel.
Oh, really? Tell me. Why?
Absolutely. Well, I've got a really bad heart, George, and I had to go to the emergency room on two different occasions. I was actually having a heart attack.
Oh, my.
At the time.
What were your symptoms?
Well, it felt like an elephant sitting on my chest.
It just popped on you? You just felt it all of a sudden?
Well, it woke me up out of my sleep each time.
Well, now, see, you're lucky there, Gary, because how many people die in their sleep?
Absolutely. Well, the first heart attack I ever had, George, I didn't even feel it, and I was awake the whole time.
So you went to bed that night. You felt fine.
I felt good, yes.
Oh, my God. And then go ahead.
Okay. What happened, George, is while I was in the emergency room, there was a nurse that came in there.
All right.
And she didn't do anything medically to me, like IVs or anything like that. She just talked to me. She just kept telling me I was going to be just fine and everything was going to be good. But it was so odd because when other people came in the room, she moved to the left side of the bed.
She's like, got out of the way.
Absolutely. But they didn't acknowledge her presence.
They just did what they did.
They just did what they did. And she didn't talk while they were in the room. She didn't talk to me. Well, this happened two times. Two different occasions, and she told me her name was Kim. Well, on the second occasion, George, I had to have surgery. And I was in the hospital for a few days. Well, I got out, and after a couple of weeks, I felt pretty good, and I walked down to a convenience store, like two blocks away from my house.
Okay.
And I'm in there telling the lady behind the counter what had happened because she said, hey, I hadn't seen you, Gary. And all of a sudden, to my right, there stands this nurse.
The same lady.
The very same person. And I said, oh, my gosh. I said, hey, I said, it's my nurse, Kim. And I turned and I said, Kim, hey, how are you? I said, listen, honey, it's so great to see you. I'm so glad to see you. I said, I just want to tell you how wonderful you are. You are a wonderful nurse. I said, you kept me calm. You kept thinking, you know, you made me feel like I was going to be okay.
And she was right.
And she said, Gary, she said, we love hearing that. And she gave me a hug and she left. Well, the lady behind the counter said, you know something strange, Gary? And I said, what's up? And she said, I didn't see her come in.
But she did see her.
Yes, she did see her.
Yeah.
And so I had to go to the hospital again, just maybe 2 weeks later with the surgery, you know.
You mean for a checkup?
Right.
Okay.
And I asked the nurse, I said, hey, I said, where's Kim? And she said, we have no Kim here.
Oh.
And I said, sure you do. I said, the last two times I was in, she came and talked to me and kept me calm and everything. She said, Gary, we have no Kim. So I thought, well, they just don't know each other. And I asked another nurse. I said, hey, I haven't seen Kim. I said, where's Kim? And she said, we have no one named Kim. And so I asked the charge nurse. Now, the charge nurse would know. She's the one that's in charge.
She would know everybody, Gary.
Absolutely. So I said, hey, Sue, I said, where is Kim? I said, I just wanted to say hey to her. She said, Gary, we don't have a Kim here. And I said, well, sure you do. I told her about Kim, and she said, Gary, I've been here 24 years. There is no Kim. There's never been a Kim here in this emergency department. And I said, well, that's just strange. And I told them the story, and they insist there's no Kim.
I love it. A visitation. And how are you feeling now, Gary?
I feel pretty good, actually.
What kind of surgery did you have when they had to do that?
Well, I had a triple bypass.
You did have a triple. Okay, so and now, by the way, I'm not a doctor, but you should be on turmeric and some good supplements and whatever else your doctor's recommending, of course.
I am.
Okay. Oh, you are?
Right.
Good.
Yes.
Fantastic. How are you feeling then? Good?
Well, you know, there's good days and bad days. But overall, I think I feel fine.
Where did they get the bypass veins for you? Out of your leg?
Yes.
Okay.
Out of my left leg.
And how old are you?
I'm 54.
54. You got a lot of miles to go, Gary.
Yeah. But, having been visited what I believe to be an angel, it makes me feel like everything's going to be okay.
You got that right.
I mean, it just... And, George, there was something strange about the way she looked at me the first time she walked in that room. It was like we locked eyes and we connected somehow. And it was as though she knew me all my life.
Well, let me tell you something that you experienced, Gary. This is the gift that you've been given. You have this opportunity now to experience the rest of your life as if it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because theoretically... you could have died when this happened, and you didn't. And no matter what happens in your life, your ups, your downs, you survived it. And so, you know what? Make it the best every day as if it is your last. And you will make, to yourself, you will find out it's a remarkable change.
George, I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for the story, too. I love it.